Falcons here tonight, and what should be an interesting contest. Of course, Atlantic trying to continue on in their successful season here so far, and St. Albert looking to try to bounce back and get back to 500 here tonight in this boys' varsity basketball contest. Chris Parks along with Jim Field here tonight from the Atlantic Middle School as the Trojans get set to play some basketball, and should be a fun game, and should be a fun atmosphere here as well tonight as the fans kind of file in here to a little bit more of a tight gym here this evening.
Going old school here tonight at the Atlantic High School, at the Atlantic boys basketball game here tonight. Playing a little bit in the old gymnasium, which Atlantic did for a very long time. They abandoned the old gym on the varsity level for the majority of the games anyway. They still play a few times here. This is the second time the Atlantic boys have had to play here this year. They were bumped out of the gym by a wrestling meet earlier this year, so this is their second opportunity to play here in the old quarters. But 1996, in February of 96, they opened up the new school, and at that point on, Atlantic played in that big high school gymnasium. So a chance to get back here and play in the close quarters, and a real home court advantage here tonight.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. You get some folks in here, and the sound carries a little bit better here in this small gymnasium, and just the way that it's set up architecturally also helps the sound travel, and it should be a nice, loud, fun atmosphere here tonight at the Atlantic Middle School. As both teams are out there on the floor, get themselves warmed up here for this contest here tonight, and once again, it's the Atlantic Trojans hosting the St. Albert Falcons. We'll go ahead and take a quick break here, come back and talk about these two clubs. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bridgewater Oil, serving Southwest Iowa for 50 years with new and used tire sales and repair, plus petroleum needs. See Steve, Stan, Roger, or Al at Bridgewater Oil today. Wayne Hansen is your crop insurance specialist with insurance services in Elkhorn. For all your crop insurance needs, give Wayne Hansen a call today at 764-6000. The Danish Village's Voice on Main Street in Elkhorn, a quality newspaper that will keep you updated with news and award-winning photography. For competitive advertising rates, give the Danish Village's Voice a call at 712-764-4800. That's 712-764-4800.
Welcome back here to the Atlantic Middle School. A coverage of boys high school basketball tonight here on AM 1220 KJN and FM 101.1. And, of course, thanks for all those listening in as well on the web tonight at KJN.com. If you go to our KJN.com homepage, click the Listen Live radio icon in the top right corner, and then just click play on that player that pops up for you, and you can listen to that anywhere in the world on the web. And here's a nice ball game here tonight, and what will be a conference matchup here down the road, and not right now, but St. Albert has been approved to be a Hawkeye 10 member here down the stretch, and they'll get a little preview of that action here tonight. Of course, Atlantic very familiar with playing in St. Albert and a lot of different sporting activities already, but it makes it a little bit more interesting here this evening as these two teams get set to play tonight. And both teams got their different strengths and weaknesses, of course, as always, but for Atlantic, they can do a little bit more as far as spreading out the scoring. For St. Albert, they kind of rely a little bit more heavily on just a couple of guys out there on the floor to really take care of putting the ball in the hoop for them.
Yeah, the Falcons have a couple of guys that are go-tos. Connor Thomas leads them in scoring, averaging 12.6 a game on the season, and J.D. Culgett with 11.2 a game. Tucker Culgett also with 9 points a game on the season. St. Albert, a team that shoots 40% from the floor. They shoot 31.7 from the arc, and they're a 63.1% free throw shooting team on the season. They're just a steady ball club. If you're familiar with St. Albert basketball, sure, they've had some good players over the years. They've had some really good teams, but they're just always steady. They're smart. They typically don't make a lot of mistakes. They're well-schooled, and sometimes, even though they might not have the same physical abilities as the other team, they always seem to find a way to keep basketball games close. And as a coach, that's all you want to do. Keep your team around. Give yourself a chance down the stretch, and that's what they hope to do here tonight against the Atlantic Trojans.
Yeah, that's really just a trademark of their athletic program in general. They're always players that play smart. They know what they're doing. They're well coached and play together very well, and that usually results in some good things for them. Is that's why they're competitive in everything. Every time they step out there on the floor, you know you're going to be in a fight when you're taking on a St. Albert squad, no matter what the sport is. for Atlantic, as we look at them a little bit, they've got, of course, as we mentioned, some multiple players that can get out there and score the basketball. Of course, there's a couple of guys you really look to go to, and Dalton Franken's the guy that kind of leads the way, but there's definitely a lot of guys that can score the basketball when needed for Atlantic.
Atlantic shoots the three pretty well, and they do move the basketball around quite well. Now, they had a few too many turnovers the other night in their win at home against Kuemper Catholic on Tuesday night, but they also play pretty much a swarming defense. Sam Markham helps to lead the way there. He's so quick and agile side to side as well as front and back that he makes it very difficult. He usually draws the tough assignment against the other team. Atlantic will play a lot of man-to-man. They'll sit back in a zone once in a while. The key for Atlantic is just not to get into foul trouble there as well. They defensively sometimes have a few players that will reach a little bit more than they should, get themselves into some foul situations that they really don't need to, and they need to stay away from that tonight.
Yeah, definitely need to play some smart basketball and try to come out here with a lot of fire and intensity, but at the same time, you got to play smart as well and keep your players out there on the floor and try to stay out of those situations where you put your team in a bad spot because somebody does end up with early fouls.
Well, the go-to guy for Atlantic would be Dalton Franken. He's averaging almost 19 points a game. He shoots 49.7, almost 50% from the floor on the year, 42% from the three-point line. He's a 76% free-throw shooter. He's a kid who can put a lot of points on the board. He's a junior, his third year in the lineup here for Atlantic. He played a lot as a freshman as well, and you would expect a player like that to be one of the guys that you can really lean on. But Sam Markham has really stepped it up. He did a lot of good things defensively last year, but the shooting wasn't always terrific last year. But he's really done a lot better job with that, and he's looking for that open three this year. Sam averaging 10.5 points a game, shooting 46% from the floor. He's a good slasher to the basket. 35% from the arc and a 57% free throw shooter. And then you've got guys like Gunnar Bloom, who was averaging about 9 a game. Chad Christensen averaging 8 a game. Harrison Hoig, 7, almost 8 points per game. Just a lot of guys can step up and do the job. They don't have to lean. If there's a situation that comes up, there are usually 3 or 4 options for Atlantic. And that's a luxury a lot of teams at this level don't have.
Yeah, and you mentioned the outside threat for Atlantic. You really got a lot of guys that really stretches the defense out and makes it tough to play a team like that can really shoot the three well, because not only you've got Markham out there and Christensen, and then Esbeck is another guy that can really step out there and stroke the three, and of course if you give Franken an open spot, he's going to take that and knock it down as well. So you've got guys that can really step out there and shoot, and that makes it tough for a defense to decide what to do, especially when they're a team as quick as Atlantic as well, because you can get right by them also if you bite on the pump fake. So
well, Atlantic as a team shoots 47.4% from the floor as a whole, which is actually not too bad in this day and age when so many kids like to hang around the three-point line and hoist up long balls, which can score points when you hit them, but they really do a lot of damage to your field goal shooting percentage for a lot of teams. Atlantic actually shoots pretty well, just shy of 48%. From the three-point line, they're shooting just under 37%, and they shoot right at 64% from the free-throw line during the course of the year. So a team that can get a lot of things done in a lot of different ways.
So we'll see how it goes tonight for the Trojans as they host the St. Albert Falcons here tonight at the Atlantic Middle School Gymnasium. We'll be back and give you the starting lineups here in this ball game here tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night, regardless of distance. Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919. Five Star Roofing Incorporated, your residential roofing specialist in Atlantic, offers Malarkey Roofing products. These products come with a 50-year limited warranty, a 10-year Right Start warranty, and are Class 4 wind, hail, ice impact resistant. Give Five Star Roofing Incorporated a call today at 243-2111. Nelson's Mini Mart in Avoca supplies its customers with Shell gasoline, hot food and deli items to go, and ice cream. Quick and friendly service, so you are back on the road in no time. Stop by Nelson's Mini Mart in Avoca today.
Back here at the Atlantic Middle School Gymnasium tonight for high school varsity basketball, as Atlantic will host St. Albert, and we'll get right looking into the starting lineups here for these two teams as they're both just finishing up their warm-up shots and now getting to the bench to get ready to get introduced here to the crowd. And starting off here, taking a look at the St. Albert Falcons here on the road, Coach Dale Scott They are 5-6 on the season, and here's their starting five. Number 5, Tucker Colgett, a 5'10 sophomore. Number 11, Connor Moran, a 5'10 junior. Also number 15, Connor Thomas, a 6'2 senior. Number 23, J.D. Colgett, a 6'1 senior. And number 53, Trey Bauman, a 6'4 sophomore in the lineup here tonight for the St. Albert Falcons. And we mentioned Thomas and J.D. Colgett are the two guys that really lead the way scoring the basketball for the Falcons. For Atlantic, the Trojans and head coach Steve Blazek are 11-2 on the year, and they'll send out this starting five here tonight. Number 14, Sam Markham, is a 6'1 junior. Number 20, Chad Christensen, a 6'2 junior. Number 24, Blake Esbeck, the 6'2 senior. Number 32, Dalton Franken, the 6'5 junior. And number 44, Harrison Hoig, the 6'3 junior. You're starting five here tonight for the Trojans. And Franken, the leading scorer on the season for the Trojans. And we've got guys that have really stepped up, though, and contributed in Markham, Christensen, and Harrison Hoig's had some big games here lately as well. Teams are getting ready to get introduced here to the crowd. Once again, thank you for listening in here tonight on AM 1220 KJN and FM 101.1, and also on the web as well tonight at KJN.com. Looking for an exciting ball game here tonight, and both teams are just going to be introduced here to the crowd. So we'll go ahead and take one more quick break before we get things tapped up here this evening. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Something for You in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, Mishi bags, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Feedlot Steakhouse and Lounge in Atlantic, featuring a complete dining menu. Bart and Beth invite you to dine in relaxed but refined ambience. Visit the Feedlot Steakhouse and Lounge on the east edge of Atlantic today. You'll be pleasantly surprised. Beer Bowl Chiropractic in Atlantic has over 35 years of continued service with two doctors to fit your needs. They are a complete facility, all in one location, open 6 days a week. Call Beer Bowl Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554.
Welcome back here to Atlantic Middle School. High school basketball here tonight at the middle school. The Atlantic Trojans will host the St. Albert Falcons here in this boys varsity non-conference basketball contest. And we're going to get ready here to listen in to your national anthem here this evening. For high school basketball here tonight, here on AM 1220 KJN and FM 101.1 and KJN.com. Both teams have been introduced, national anthem taken care of, and we're about ready to play basketball here this evening. Fun atmosphere here tonight at the Atlantic Middle School. Good crowd, and still some folks filing in here as we get set for this varsity basketball contest here at the middle school gymnasium.
Looking forward to it. It's been a lot of years since I've been up here. It's been about 15 years since I've been up here to do a basketball game at the varsity level, and awful glad to be doing it. I wouldn't want to do it all the time, but it's fun once in a while.
You say up here because we're above the court here tonight. We're behind one of the baskets, and we're up above in the weight room section here at the middle school for your vantage point. So the tap is going to be won here by the Trojans as they throw it up, and Franken tips it right back to Christensen, and he'll get things started. They're working from left to right here, and they'll go up the floor, and a nice wraparound layup made by Sam Markham. He gets fouled as well, and he'll go to the line here to try to shoot for the three-point play, and they whistle the foul against Tucker Colgett. That'll be his first foul here of the game real quickly in the ball game, and Markham will be at the line. And he misses it off the back of the iron. Rebound tapped around. St. Albert comes down with it, and they'll have the basketball here. 2-0 Trojans with the quick early lead. Here comes St. Albert up the floor. They've got their road green uniforms with the gold lettering and trim, along with a little white in there. And the three-pointer here from the corner as they get it around to Tucker Colgett. Missed it. Rebound comes down to the Trojans. Trojans up the floor. Here's Franken. Shovels it off now over to Hesbeck. Now right back to Franken in the right corner. Tries to work towards the basket. Now has to kick it back up top. Trojans in their home white uniforms with the gold and black lettering and trim. Pass into the corner. Hesbeck with a three try. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Connor Moran, and they'll come up the floor here for the Falcons. Right side, and a travel call. There's a little bit of movement of the pivot foot by Connor Thomas, and turn it over to the Trojans.
Thomas was looking to slash to the basket there. He's pretty good at that. He can pull up and hit the jumper off his dribble, too. He's a pretty good all-around ball player at 6'2". He can do a lot of things.
Fire up the floor here for Atlantic as they get it to Markham, and he's going to pull it back up top. Get it off now to Franken. He'll drive towards the basket. Steps to just inside the elbow. Missed the shot. High rebound, though, by Hesbeck coming across the lane. He saves the possession. Almost a steal as Tucker Colgett got in there. Christensen keeps it, though. A pass to Hoig. Now right back to Christensen. He dumps it back to Hoig. Now up top it goes. Markham will reset the offense. Markham, a dribble drive right side, kicks it over to Hesbeck. He'll step in for the shot. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Harrison Hoig. Put back good and a foul. He'll go to the line here. Oh, they're going to call a traveling violation.
Yeah, he kind of shuffled. It took a little hop step to get himself just that much closer on that head fake, and the backside official caught it.
Inbound pass here. A little full court pressure put on by the Trojans as Falcons will get it in, and now Lennick will back off here. Now they'll come up to try to trap. Colgett throws it over right side. Gets it back up top. Colgett with the basketball out on the three-point arc. Will try to lob it down low. Tapped away, though. Hesbeck knocked it out of bounds. Good job getting in the passing lane as they were looking to get it down low to Trey Bauman. Inbound pass now here. It'll be lobbed up high and deep into the backcourt. Have to go track it down as J.D. Colgett pulls it down. He'll give it off now to Tucker. And Tucker Colgett will bring it across the timeline. Back over to J.D. Right or left side pass now here to Connor Thomas. Thomas back up top it goes now. J.D. will kick it off. He'll work it around the horn. Connor Moran has the basketball. Now back up top. He'll dribble a crossover. A shot just inside the three-point arc that time. Missed by Tucker Colgett. Rebound to the Trojans. Hesbeck with the basketball. Left side. Now back over to Franken. He'll try to dribble, crossover, flies his way into the lane, missed the shot on the run, rebound tapped around, pulled down, and here comes J.D. Colgett on the run. Turns, spins, kicks it out, three-pointer on the way by Tucker Colgett, missed it, rebound to Dalton Franken. He'll fire a baseball pass up the floor, Christensen across the lane to Hesbeck, and he gets the defender to fly by and knocks down the layup.
Good ball movement quickly up the floor, beat the defense.
Hesbeck with the bucket. It's now 4-0. Nice pass underneath that time. They got it to J.D. Colgett right underneath the basket, and Markham came across to try to block it and got the foul call. And we'll go to the line here to shoot two as Markham picks up his first and the first foul here against the Trojans. J.D. Colgett at the line trying to get the first point of the game for the Falcons. In and out, no good on the first free throw try. Couple of new faces into the lineup here for the Falcons as they'll bring Alex Rendon into the ball game along with John McGinn. Free throw up and good by Colgett. He makes the second. So one out of two. Now the Trojans will try to inbound. A little bit of pressure put on by the Falcons. Markham dribbles it up right side quickly, though. Breaks the pressure. Hangs on to it. Now dumps it up top. Franken has it out of the point. And he'll back up towards the center circle. Gets a screen out high, crosses over, spins, floater up at the free throw line and got it to go. Nice move by Dalton Franken and knocks down the shot, 6-1. Your score, Trojans lead it. 4:35 left to go first quarter, and now a turnover. And Markham got a hand in there against J.D. Colgett, who was the intended target, and got knocked out of bounds, and they'll say it's St. Albert basketball.
Sam is so quick, you throw a lazy pass, he's going to get to it one way or the other.
And now we're going to have a reach-in foul here as Harrison Hoyg tried to get in there and slap the ball away. He was working there down low against John McGinn, and Hoyg just reached around a little bit and got called for the foul. That's his first, second against the Trojans, and now a traveling violation here on the other side against Connor Thomas again. He's having trouble. That's his second traveling call so far. Inbound now here, and we're going to have a foul immediately, as I believe John McGinn is going to get whistled for it, and he does. Right off the inbound, he ran in and got called for the foul. So now two team fouls against the Falcons. Inbound here to Markham, and back up a little bit against the pressure. It's just man pressure up the floor against Markham. He's out front, and now he'll dribble right side. Spin towards the middle of the lane. Now shovel it off to Franken, who's open, and knocks down the jumper again, just inside the free throw line. Franken's got four. It's now 8-1. Trojans lead it. Tucker Colgett has it out front now here for the Falcons as they slow it down here this possession. He picks up his dribble, needs some help. Man pressure here right now from the Trojans. Here's a pass, and now they work it around, and Tucker Colgett finds himself open for a moment. Missed a shot, well short though, and then a foul on the rebound.
Oh, they say it was out of bounds. Okay. Yeah. It came down with a rebound on the baseline and turned it over.
McGinn was the guy that had it. Inbound is turned over here by the Trojans. They threw it, ran into some bodies. McGinn tapped it away. Tucker Colgett came up with it. Now Chad Christensen with the steal out front as he took it right away from Rendon all the way to the other floor. The layup is good by Christensen. Nice steal and got up the floor quickly to get the bucket. And now a timeout called here by the St. Albert bench. They're going to take just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. It's 10-1. Atlantic here with the early lead, 3:21 left to go here in this first quarter of basketball.
And the Trojans doing a lot of this with, again, a tough defense, moving around, getting the ball away, not giving them many shots. They're not getting good looks. St. Albert's getting decent shot opportunities, but somebody's always getting a hand in the face, and they're just not getting a lot of decent results out of it. And the Trojans breaking up the floor. They've had about, three baskets, I think, already here in the ball game. Just on fast breaks alone, they've had opportunities up the floor, some of those coming because of defense.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job of looking up the floor and trying to get it up the floor, whether it be on the pass or the dribble, as Markham's done it with his feet on the dribble a couple of times as well. Inbound pass here for the Falcons after the timeout. Good pressure by the Trojans. They do get it in, though. Get it into Tucker Colgett. He throws it up ahead, and it's way out in front, and trying to rule a wraparound shot there by McGinn on the run. Missed it. Rebound tapped around, and Franken comes up with it. He'll dribble strongly up the floor into the corner. Esbeck, he'll try to go baseline. They're going to call a foul as he was trying to be cut off over there by Connor Thomas, and that'll be his first. Third foul now here against the Falcons. And Christensen will inbound underneath the basket. And a nice inbound pass to Franken. A quick shot, no good, but he got fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. And I believe it's going to be number 13, and that is the case, Alex Rendon. And the free throw going to be on the way now here from Franken, and he knocks the first one down. Substitution here now. Trey Bowman comes back in now. Second free throw up by Franken, and that one's also good, so he's able to knock down both. 12-1, Trojans lead it. 3:01 left to go here, first quarter. St. Albert with the basketball, and it'll be Tucker Colgett, a dribble drive and a stop and a kickoff. Cut it to JD, now a handoff, and Thomas will try the long three, missed it. Rebound. Second foul.
Harrison got himself in some foul trouble the other night against Kemper Catholic. In fact, he fouled out with 7.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. couple of quick fouls, bang, bang, at the early part of the quarter, and he was all finished. So I know he'd like to be on the floor a little bit longer here tonight. He had some good moments in that ballgame. He really sparked the comeback for Atlantic with three straight baskets after they fell behind by nine.
And the three-point play is completed there by Bowman as he knocks down the free throw. Harrison Hoyt did come off the floor as he was replaced by Gunnar Bloom, and then Stuart Hoyt came in as well and replaced Blake Esbeck. Up the floor here, right side for the Trojans after the made free throw, and it's Christensen out top. 12-4, Trojans lead it. Pass over left side to Markham. Markham up top, it goes to Bloom. Bloom down low on the block to Christensen. He'll post up. Couldn't find some space, so dumps it off now to Franken. He gets a little bit of a screen, has some space, and knocks down the jumper. Nice shot by Franken along the baseline, and it's now 14-4. Falcons on the drive. Now they'll dump it off. J.D. Colgett back to Thomas. Thomas, a couple of dribbles out front. Now we'll send it over. Passes it off to Rendoni. Back up top. Now it goes to Connor Thomas. Thomas will bounce pass it down low, and a traveling violation as Bowman couldn't get a hold of that one before he shuffled his feet.
Atlantic just doing such a good job defensively, not just on the ball, but away from the ball as well. They're not getting Council Bluffs St. Albert a lot of opportunities to catch the ball in good position to do anything with it.
Inbound here for the Trojans, and they'll walk it up the floor as Christensen will kick it over left side to Markham. 1:40 to go here in this first quarter. Tough pass. It went behind the back of Christensen, but he's able to save it. Now they get it down and on the baseline to Dalton Franken, who slides his way to the basket and knocks down an easy shot.
Halfway to his average already.
It's 16-4 now, Trojans. Out front, Tucker Colgett has the basketball. We'll kick it off. It's Rendoni. Gets it knocked out of his hands. It's saved by Christensen in the corner, and a bounce pass to Franken. On the run they go. Here's Markham right side. Pull up three. Short. Rebound by Franken. It was touched and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Falcons. Nice job on the steal here on the other end as Christensen saved it in the corner and got it out to Franken, and they ran up the floor with it. Christensen inbounds now here. A pull-up shot by Stuart Hoig and rises and knocks it down. Stuart Hoig with a bucket just inside the three-point line, and it's Trojans now rolling here 18-4. Pass around the perimeter here for St. Albert. J.D. Colgett, a cross-court pass. They spin it down low by Bowman. Bowman back up top, they go. Get it up top to J.D. Colgett. Now it goes over to Rendoni. Rendoni back up top. Tucker Colgett, a dribble. He has to pull it back out. Thought about heading to the lane. Now here's Rendoni out front. He'll cross over. Stop inside the free throw line. Now kick out left side. Now back to Rendoni. He'll go into the lane, and we have a foul call. And I don't know, that shouldn't put much of a foul there, and it is going to be called on the floor. Christensen will pick it up. That'll be his first. 14th foul now here against the Trojans. Inbound pass now here, and tough defense by the Trojans. Falcons can't find anybody, and there's going to be a violation. He stepped on the line as he tried to look for somebody to get it inbounded to. So cross that barrier here on the baseline, and it's a turnover to the Trojans.
I'm not sure if that's what it was or if he just started to move side to side. It's like being on the floor, unless it's after a made basket. You've got to have a pivot foot.
So it does turn over here to the Trojans on the violation. Now we'll bounce pass it to Gunnar Bloom, and now back over to Stuart Hoig, back to Bloom. His pass was tapped, and now running into Dalton Franken and is a Bowman, and he's going to pick up the foul. He's got some bulk on his body, and he came over and ran right over Dalton Franken.
Old school clock, there's no tenths of a second on this clock. It's at zero, but we don't know how many tenths are on there, so the Trojans will inbound quickly. See if they get a shot.
A tap by Christensen, and no good. It was a little bit too strong, and looked like it may have counted if it would have went, but that'll be the end of the first quarter. It's 18-4. Atlantic leads it here after the first quarter of play. Back with second quarter action, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Henningsen Processing, featuring the freshest and finest of steaks, chops, luncheon meats, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 8 till noon. Henningsen Processing, West 6th Street in Atlantic. Become a member of the Town and Country Credit Union in Harlan. If you live in Shelby County or any of the touching counties, you can become a member and take advantage of their low-cost loans and financial services. Town and Country Credit Union in Harlan. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service. Located at 513 Market Street in Audubon.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic Middle School Gymnasium as the Trojans loving the home court advantage tonight. 18-4, they lead it over St. Albert as we go to the second quarter of play. Falcons have the ball to start this quarter. Tucker Culgett out top working the dribble, directing traffic at the center circle. Now here near side it comes to Connor Moran. Moran here on the left wing has that right wrist all taped up. Gets it back to Culgett. He'll drive the far right side, stop on the wing and kick it out. The Falcons have had a difficult time trying to get that ball inside tonight. Now they're going to try desperately and fail as Connor Thomas from the left wing decides to just put his head down and try to bull his way through the defensive set, and he gets called for step, so the ball turns over to Atlantic. Just underway here in the second quarter, 18-14. Trojans lead it. Christensen to the front court now for Atlantic. Left side, Markham. He's looking inside. They come across on the high post and kick it to the corner. Stuart Hoig elevates for the three and bangs it home from the corner. Stuart Hoig knocks down the triple, and it's 21-14. Biggest lead of the night for Atlantic. Right side, now they work it on the perimeter. Quick elevation, quick jumper for three, up and good. That's Connor Thomas, and if he starts to heat up, he can make a real difference for St. Albert. 21-7 the score. Trojan ball front court now. Markham with it in the far corner. Back out top, Chad Christensen will set the offense. Markham right side, out on the arc, looks to the baseline to Bloom. Gunner Bloom kicks it back out, bad pass off the fingertips of one of the Trojans and picked up off the floor by Culgett. He'll run it up the floor now inside, and we've got a reach in and a jump ball call. Stuart Hoig caught Tucker Culgett coming down the lane and put a hand on the basketball, and he gets the jump ball call, and the arrow points to Atlantic.
It was a little out of control on that play. Looked like there might have ended up being a traveling violation had it not been tied up.
Christensen now across the timeline for Atlantic. Left side they go. It's Stuart Hoig. Baseline, the dribble drive in traffic. Shot block and another jump ball call. This will turn it over to St. Albert as they got him right back. Connor Thomas does to Hoig what Hoig just did to Thomas a little bit ago as he blocks the shot but got it tied up, so the ball turns over. Falcons up the floor now. It's J.D. Culgett. Across the timeline, gets it ahead now quickly down the lane is McGinn. He'll pull up and jump one up, and it banks off the back of the rim, kicks high and falls through. John McGinn with his first points of the night. Two field goals already in the second quarter here for the Falcons, and that's one more than they had in the first quarter. Trojans ball, Gunner Bloom with a left side baseline. Now the kick out. 6 minutes to go here in this first half. 21-9, Atlantic leading. Quick pass down inside, knocked away. Thomas got a hand on it. The pass intended down low for Hoig. It's out of bounds to Atlantic. Up off the bench, Nick Gant comes back in now for the Falcons. As Atlantic will have the basketball. They inbound and work it out on the perimeter now. It's Franken trying to drive left side. Kicks the ball into the lane across to Stuart Hoig. And he goes right to the rack for the lay-in. Hoig off the bench with 7 points. And it's 23-9 Atlantic. Falcons basketball now right side with it. That's Thomas out on the arc. Quick dump down low to the weak side. And wide open, missing the shot, however, inside is Nick Gant. And the rebound to Christensen. Layup try on the backside. It was wide open. He just didn't get it to go. Now Christensen the other way. Quick shot up and in. Oh, and they're going to give him three. Well, I thought he was behind or inside the arc, but they're going to give him a triple. So Christensen knocks home the three and a quick timeout. Asked for now. By one of the teams. I think it was Atlantic actually asked for that timeout.
Yeah.
It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. 5:24 left in this first half. 26-9 the score. We watch it from a little different vantage point here at the old high school gymnasium. It's the middle school gym now, as we're up on the weight room up here in the balcony up above the south basket.
here at the gymnasium.
Yeah, it looked like Chad pulled up just outside of that three-point line. It was kind of deceiving because the ball got up there and just danced around forever and finally went down for him. He got the shooter's roll on that one.
Falcons basketball as we come back out of the timeout. Tucker Culjet to the front court now for St. Albert, wearing those Kelly Green uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. Out top it goes. They work the ball on the perimeter now. Rindone. Here out top it comes to Thomas. Thomas feeds it off now to the far side. McGinn out top. He'll dump it over here near side. Calls it open. Fires the three off the back of the iron. No good. The rebound in the lane. Grabbed by Rindone. He turns and fires it back up and in. Alex Rindone with his first basket of the ball game. 26-11 now the score. Atlantic with a 15-point advantage. Trojans ball front court. Stuart Hoig over on the right wing now. We'll dump it out top for Markham. Markham back to Hoig right wing. St. Albert sits back in that zone. Now to the corner. Quick three try on the way and good. Sam Markham grabs and guns and knocks down the triple. It's 29-11. 18-point advantage here for the Trojans. 4:20 left to go in this second quarter. As the Falcons set back offensively. Out top is Culjet. Now picking him up is Stuart Hoig. Culjet leaves it for McGinn. McGinn looking inside again. Very difficult for the Falcons to try to get anything going down low. So McGinn will just drive himself. He spins and throws up a wild shot that hits nothing. And Gunnar Bloom the rebound. Up the floor come the Trojans now. Christensen to Bloom out top of the arc. Right side it goes to Markham. Now Christensen baseline has it poked away from behind out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. Up off the bench, Blake Esbeck back in now for the Trojans. Also, Trey Bowman comes back into the contest for the Falcons. And Connor Moran also checks back into the contest here for St. Albert. Atlantic ball, inbounds, Markham grabs, turns, fires one up and good from the right side for another three. 32-11 Trojans in a timeout asked for by the Falcons. It'll be another 30-second timeout. Coach Dale Scott seemingly can do not much more than just call timeout. He's struggling to try to find a way to get his team to make positive headway here. Even when they do get something positive to happen offensively, the Trojans have an answer.
Yeah, the Trojans are just doing a great job of balancing the floor. You can tell that, as usual, they're trying to focus on Dalton Franken and really have stepped it up here in the second quarter as they've gone to that box and one, and they've got their best athlete, J.D. Culjet, running around trying to chase him. But Trojans doing a good job of getting everybody involved, and everybody's making shots. So when you're doing that, you're just a really tough team to play. And yeah, at St. Albert, they just can't figure anything out offensively. We'll see if they can work something out with more movement or more motion to get somebody open.
3:40 left to go in the first half. 32-11, Trojans lead it by 19. Falcons with a basketball. Moran to the front court. Now leaves it out top. They dump it down low. Posting inside, turning with the right-hand flip up. No good. That's Connor Thomas. Rebounded by the Trojans. Quickly up the floor. Markham right side. Goes baseline. The wraparound up. No good. Tapped out on the rebound. Markham up with it. Markham right side to Christensen. He'll pull outside the arc. Hesitate. Now drive. His bounce pass is kicked away. Up off the floor with it. Now is Moran to the front court. Bounce pass left side. Grabbing, turning, and falling away is no good. That's J.D. Culjet with the shot attempt and the rebound and a foul call down low. Mitch Leiferman checks into the ball game now. And the foul.
I don't know. They didn't see.
Maybe it wasn't a foul. We heard a whistle and stopped play. Now long pass on the inbound. Gunnar Bloom running the floor. And he gets the bucket on the other side. Hesitated, waited for the defender to fly by, and then Bloom banks one home. It's 34-11. Trojans with a big advantage here early. Falcons out top. J.D. Culjet leaves it now for Thomas. Thomas out top for Moran. Moran on the bounce feed. Across it goes to McGinn. McGinn right wing, guarded there by Franken. Back out top it comes to Bowman. The kick across left side, grabbing, gunning quickly. Thomas for three, no good. Rebound inside by the smallest guy on the floor. Mitch Leiferman comes up with a rebound. Just once, I want to say he ripped it away from Dalton Franken, but Dalton would never forgive me for that. Leiferman going to drive the lane now in traffic, caught and traveled with it. Got double teamed as he tried to go that left-hand dribble, and that'll turn the ball over as the Falcons will get it back. Up off the bench, Tucker Culjet back in now as McGinn sits down for St. Albert. 2:17 left to go here in the first half. 34-11 Trojans.
And a foul on the inbound. That'll be Leiferman reaching in on the inbound attempt. So the ball will belong to the Falcons once again as they'll inbound on the backside. Stuart Hoig off the bench now. He'll check right back into the ballgame. Sam Markham will get a chance to catch a break. J.D. Culgett will inbound. Falcons with a basketball up the floor they come. Tucker Culgett gets it across on the dribble to the front court. He's directed to go down toward the corner, and he does so. Right side as he works on the dribble against Esbeck. Now out top it's J.D. Culgett. Culgett looking. Nowhere to go. Back out top to Tucker. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. 34-11 Atlantic. Falcons left side wing now. That's J.D. Culgett, guarded by Bloom. Back out top to Tucker Culgett. He gets a screen, hesitates, drives the right side. The pull-up 15-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Atlantic. Stuart Hoig up with it. Now Leiferman will walk it to the front court for the Trojans. Leiferman across the timeline, hesitates and drives the kick out and out of Bloom. Bloom with it, top of the arc, drives the left side, bounce feed into. He tried to stuff that one into Hoig. It was knocked away and stolen. Here come the Falcons on the run. Tucker Culgett. Oh, nice bounce feed to the right side. And Connor Thomas with the lay-in. Five now for Thomas, and it's 34-13. Trojans with the lead. Leiferman with the ball. Minute 10 to go in the half. Leiferman left side looking for help to the corner. It's Franken. Franken drives. Has the ball knocked away. Picks it back up in the lane. The one-hand floater won't go. Rebound tapped out. Tucker Culgett behind the back. Heads up the floor. And the ball taken away from him by Gunnar Bloom. But they're going to call Bloom across the arm on the foul. So the free throws, I believe, coming here for the Falcons. So Bloom picks up his first. Team foul number 6 against the Trojans. And a couple of free throw tries coming here for Tucker Culgett. And the first one on the way, no good.
That's some nifty ball handling by Culgett to get himself up the floor. A nice quick little wrap around behind the back. And make himself have some free space to get up the floor. And he hustled down there. He's been doing a good job of staying active, but boy, he just hasn't been having any luck getting anything to fall through.
One more free throw here for Tucker Culgett. That one no good as well. And Bloom up high to grab the rebound. Gunnar Bloom with the basketball here in the backcourt now. See, head fake. He'll run it himself up the floor. Who needs a point guard? Bloom, right side, all the way to the hole. He floats one up, no good, awkwardly. Rebounded by Hoig, his put back, no good, and he's fouled. He'll get free throws. Stuart Hoig alertly gets the rebound and gets fouled. It'll be J.D. Culgett picking up the foul. That'll be his first and the sixth against the Falcons. So Stuart Hoig with a couple of free throw tries coming here now for the Trojans. His first one is no good.
Sometimes they say just getting to the basket results in some good things happening. And even though Bloom was out of control, he did just that, and it paid off that time for Atlantic.
Tyler Hovey now into the ball game as Bloom will take a seat here at the end of the half. 43 seconds left here in the second quarter. Hoig's second free throw is good as he splashes home one of his two. He's got 8 points now, and it's 35-13 Trojans. St. Albert now to the front courts, off on the left side wing with it. That's Moran. He'll leave it out top for Culgett. That's Tucker Culgett. Back out top now to J.D. Culgett in traffic. He'll leave it outside now for Moran. Moran working the dribble. Leaves it out left side. Tucker Culgett will drive. He's bumped and a foul call. And we'll have free throws one way or the other because it's 7 now against the Trojans. It's going to be Blake Esbeck picking up the foul. His first. And Tucker Culgett now to the line for St. Albert. I believe it's a 1-1.
And they held up two fingers, but either way, I guess don't matter now.
Doesn't matter now as he sinks the first one. Sam Markham back in now for Atlantic. 20 seconds left here in this second quarter. 35-14 the score. Second free throw try coming this trip by Tucker Culgett. He's 1 of 3 now from the line, and this one is good. Trojan ball, 20 seconds left here in the half. They'll inbound in the backcourt. They fire it in. It's Hovey. Hovey turns and fires up the floor. Chasing it down is Markham. He'll take it right to the rack. The wraparound is good. Sam Markham with an athletic move, chasing down the ball. 12 seconds left here in the half. St. Albert with the ball. 8 seconds left. Tucker Culgett out top with it. Leaves it outside now for Thomas. He'll pull up with 4 and fire a 3. No good. Back of the iron. Markham the rebound, and that'll do it in the first half. Trojans with a solid first half of basketball, both sides of the court, offensively and defensively, and they've built themselves a comfortable halftime lead. 37-15, our score here at the break. Atlantic with the lead over St. Albert as we've reached halftime here tonight in this non-conference boys basketball game. 37-15, Trojans lead the Falcons here at halftime. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Stop in at Blimpie's in Oakland for your favorite sub on fresh baked bread and pair it with a bowl of soup, salad, or chips and a drink for a delicious taste experience. Give one of their pizzas a try with your favorite toppings. Stop in for lunch or slumber at Blimpie's in Oakland. Hetrick Auto Sales in Marnie, offering a great selection of used vehicles priced to fit any sized pocketbook as well as a complete rental service. To rent a car or van for a day, week, or month, give Phil or Pat with Hetrick Auto Sales a call today at 781-2210. Adair Lumber Company, the place to go for all your home improvement needs in Adair. They've made it their job to help you with your job when it comes to those big or small home improvement projects. For all your building supply and home improvement needs, visit Adair Lumber Company in Adair today. That's Adair Lumber Company.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic Middle School Gymnasium tonight for boys high school basketball. Atlantic with a 37-15 lead over St. Albert here at the break. Welcome in those of you listening on any of our platforms here tonight, AM 1220 or FM 101.1, or of course worldwide on the web at KJAN.com. You can't find us, you're just not looking.
We're out there somewhere, that's for sure.
37-15, Trojans lead it at halftime, and as I said going into the break, Chris, a good performance both ends for the Trojans. They've really seriously smothered the Falcons here in the first half defensively tonight. They've done a really good job, not so much on the ball, but away from the ball. They're struggling trying to get anything inside the paint tonight.
Yeah, Atlantic is doing a terrific job defensively. You really can tell that St. Albert isn't getting into any kind of comfort zone. They've got a couple of players that they rely on to score, and they just haven't been able to get open at all. And the times that they have gotten the ball, it's been out on the perimeter, well guarded. Atlantic's moved very well. And, yeah, like you said, that lane's been locked up. There has been hardly any movement inside for St. Albert on that front.
Falcons have pretty much haven't been content tonight, just moving the ball around the perimeter. And they really haven't gotten a lot of good looks there either. They've been able to splash down just one three-pointer here in the first half. Connor Thomas made one, but they really haven't had a lot of good looks even on the perimeter.
Well, and even the times that they've done a good job, Tucker Colgett's a pretty good ball handler, and the times that he's been able to free himself up to get a shot, they just haven't gone down either. So the times that they've gotten a few decent looks with mid-range jumpers, just haven't been able to make them, and that's going to put you in a deep hole, and it certainly has here in the first half. And Atlantic just doing a great job defensively.
Trojans jumping out to a big lead early. Their biggest lead of the half, I believe, was 34-11. It was hard to keep track of all that. It was happening so fast here in this early part of the ball game. The Trojans jumped out very quickly to a lead. They were up 12-1 right out of the gate. They led 18-14 at the first quarter intermission, and they've outscored the Falcons as well here in this second quarter, 19-11, to expand that lead up to 22 points here at the intermission. So that's 23 has been their biggest lead. They're right close to that right now. And Falcons need to figure something out real fast, because it just doesn't seem like they have anybody really looking to score. There's no one seriously trying to take charge and try to create anything on their own. Of course, again, they're having to work against that Atlantic defensive pressure, and it's been very difficult trying to find enough spacing to be able to move around out there.
Well, and you can tell that St. Albert's getting a little frustrated and getting a little winded, it seems like, as well at times. They've got a lot of, not a huge rotation so far in the game for them, and they've got a couple of bigger bodies out there on the floor, and being able to stay with this Atlantic Trojan team is a tough task, and Atlantic's done a good job moving the ball up and down the floor. When they've gotten a chance to get out and run in a fast break, they've done so, and they've done it pretty well. And then, of course, when you're in the half-court set, they're a quick team. They're always moving the ball very fast and trying to slice it towards the basket. So that's going to wear a team out, and it certainly has with St. Albert, which is pretty uncharacteristic, really, for any team of theirs, because they're always used to that, having the small numbers and playing teams, you know, with on the short end usually. But Atlantic's doing a good job of making them work really, really hard on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, you can certainly see that. And they were really, I believe, happy to have that halftime buzzer sound, so they had an opportunity to go sit and take a little bit of breather here tonight. Well, we're at the middle school gymnasium tonight for varsity boys basketball. Atlantic trying to post their 12th win of the season. And this is a team that's come a long way. This ball club, primarily the same ball club playing last year, too, with just a few exceptions. And they played to a point where they had they were close to 500. They were a little under 500 on the season, but they were a team that was close a lot. Just had a hard time getting over the hump. But another year, these kids play a lot of basketball in the off season. They've played a lot of basketball together over many years, and the bodies have matured to a point now where they can do a lot of the things in there on the floor that they can think they can do in their minds. And it's really coming to fruition this year as the Trojans looking for their 12th win of the year. They're 11-2 coming into tonight's ball game. So even though a non-conference game, still a very important basketball game as the Trojans continue to work. We're still in that 5-15 range of games. So all these games are important as well for seedings for postseason. So Trojans look to hope finish this one off here tonight in the second half. 37-15, Atlantic leads St. Albert here at halftime. We'll take a break, get your numbers here in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. First National Bank. For consumer and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts, visit First National Bank with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Oneida. For people who expect just a little more, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answer day or night, regardless of distance. Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at intermission tonight. Atlantic has opened up a 20-plus point lead. They're up 22, 37-15 here at intermission over the Falcons. Chris, you got halftime numbers?
Yeah, I'll take a look at the scoring here for you. For Atlantic with that big lead, they've got a couple of guys that have reached double figures, but it has been a pretty balanced attack. Sam Markham's got 10 in the first half, and Dalton Franken with 10 as well. He had 10 all in the first quarter of play. 8 points tonight for Stuart Hoig so far, 5 points for Chad Christensen, and two chipped in apiece by Blake Esbeck and Gunnar Bloom there in the first half for the Trojans, and they were 3-for-5 from the free throw line there in the first half as well. For St. Albert, they were led just 5 points from Connor Thomas, and then 3 points chipped in by Trey Bowman, and also 2 points apiece for Tucker Colgett, Alex Rendoni, and also for John McGinn, and 1 point in that first half from J.D. Colgett as well, as he did not score a field goal in there in the first half. So you look at the two big leading scorers for St. Albert, and they've got just a combined 6 points here in this first half of basketball. They were 4-for-7 from the free throw line as well in the first half of play. So that's a quick look there at the numbers and how they stack up here so far. And just a good-looking score sheet so far here for Atlantic. Not only if you were watching the game, you look at the score sheet. They're doing a pretty good job of keeping things balanced out there on the floor.
Well, nobody in any kind of foul trouble at all here in this first half of the ball game either, as nobody has more than two fouls here in this first half. Harrison Hoig picked up a couple, but he spent the better part of the second quarter on the bench. Realistically, a lot of the Trojan starters in and out a lot in the second quarter, and if this point spread continues to hang on here, expect to see a lot more of that here in the second half. It's a real plus. Atlantic, it can be fairly deep. Depending upon the game situations, they might only go 7 or 8 deep. But so they've got plenty more skilled players on the bench that can come in, do some damage too. And maybe some of those guys are going to get an opportunity here yet tonight before we finish things up. So the two teams have finished up their halftime shoot-arounds as we get ready for the second half of play. When Richie wheels the balls out of the area, you know it's time to play hoops.
Yeah, the number one super fan found his way to the middle school, so ready to go here tonight. And notice Doc Markham found his way here, too, to get the fans fired up at the beginning of the game, get the announcements taken care of. So we're all set to go here at the Atlantic Middle School. You mentioned earlier, and I want to touch that on that again, you kind of hope that a team that plays together that long, you hope that they mold and they hope that they grow and other players start to step up. And there's not much more you can do sometimes and just hope that it happens. And it really has happened for this Atlantic team this year. Even just from the beginning of the season to now, you can tell that they're all much more confident out there on the floor. There's a lot of guys that are much more willing to step up and take that big shot when they need to. And they're not just letting Franken be out there and be the guy. They're all stepping up and filling good roles. Well, we're ready to go here in this second half of basketball, and it'll be St. Albert basketball here first, as they will inbound here from the near side, and they'll get it in to Connor Moran. It's Connor Moran, J.D. Colgett, also Connor Thomas, and Tucker Colgett, and Trey Bauman, the starting five for the Falcons. They get it down low, and it's been a foul as Bowman went to the basket, spun towards the inside, and gets a foul slapped on Harrison Hoyg, so he'll pick up his third. Ends up in a little bit of foul trouble again now here quickly for Hoyg. First free throw is up and good there that time. Rattled home by Bowman. One more coming now, and that one's off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound comes out long. Tracked down by Hoyg. Hoyg off to Franken, and Franken will bring it up the floor. He'll send it over right side into the corner, and three-point attempt is up. Too strong that time by Esbeck. Rebound is pulled down here by Tucker Colgett. He runs it up the floor, kicks it over left side. Thomas goes baseline, spin, jumper on the way, too strong. Rebound to Esbeck. He'll kick it off to Christensen. Baseball pass up the floor to Franken. Franken right side goes over to Markham. He'll stop and get it knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Connor Moran knocked it out. A little bit of quick, tight, swarming defense here to start the second half here for St. Albert as they try to notch up the intensity a little bit here early on. Inbound now will come from the side, and they get it into Hoyg, right back to Franken. He'll go baseline. Tough shot from a tough angle. Missed it. Rebound comes down to the Falcons. Connor Moran on the run, up the floor. Stops, double team, needs some help. Now kicks it up top. It's into the hands of Bowman. Now off to J.D. Colgett. He'll spot up for a three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Christensen. Now Christensen will run. He'll go into the lane, all the way to the hoop. Finger roll, short. Rebound pulled down by the Falcons. It's Christensen, Markham, Franken, Harrison Hoyg, and Blake Esbeck, the starting five out there here to start this second half as well for Atlantic. 6:42 left to go in this third quarter. 37-16, Trojans lead it. Inside pass for the Falcons, and getting away with a traveler that time was Bowman, but he missed the shot. Then the rebound got swatted away. Now up the floor, Franken with the runner in the lane. Missed it, and now a foul over the back on the rebound try as Connor Moran is going to get slapped with it. That'll be his first.
Yeah, the last trip up the floor there, they got Bowman in the middle, and Harrison Hoyg now with three fouls. He just backed away from him that time, and Bowman just missed the shot.
Inbound pass now here, Franken lost the handle on it, turns though and fires, and knocks it down. Pretty good defense by J.D. Colgett, but tough to get a guy falling away as big as Franken, and he knocks down the shot. Baseline dribble now on the other side for Moran. He'll kick it up top now. Bowman stops at the free throw line and dumps it back up front. Tucker Colgett dribbles, now dumps it off to Thomas. Thomas swings it back up front. Colgett a dribble to the left side. Now a bounce pass. Bowman trying to spin to the lane. Dumps it back out. Pump fake. And a pass now by Moran into the corner. J.D. Colgett tried to drive. Poked away by Christensen as he came down on the help defense from the top side. Stolen by the Trojans, and Markham has it. Over right side it goes to Esbeck. They try to get it down on the block to Hoyg, who was open, but just getting in there at the last moment was Bowman. Inbound pass now here for Atlantic underneath, and they'll get it into Franken. Franken spins, and a shot up off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound tapped around, saved by Esbeck as Christensen poked it away. And saved the possession now here for Atlantic. Markham out front. Alex Rendoni just checked in a moment ago before that last inbound. Now here's a rise and a fire by Markham, no good. Rebound pulled down here by St. Albert. Thomas has it, trying to work against Franken. We'll kick it over now to Moran. He'll fire up the long three. That's well short. Rebound pulled down by Christensen. Christensen, the dribble up the floor. Fires into the lane, stops in traffic, now dumps it off. Esbeck wasn't quite ready for it, but went and tracked down the ball, and then he tried to force a shot up, and he gets fouled. He'll go to the line now to here to shoot two. As they get him with the body, and it's going to be whistled against Alex Rendoni. Second on Rendoni, and it's now number two on the Falcons here in the second half, and here's Esbeck at the line. First free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. Checking in now here to the lineup, Brendan Stefani will come into the ball game. And McGinn came back in as well. Now here's the free throw by Esbeck, and he knocks it down. So he gets one out of two at the line. And now here come the Falcons with a new-look lineup. Tucker Colgett will dribble up high. 4:50 left to go in this third quarter. It's 40-16. Trojans with a big lead here over St. Albert here tonight at the Atlantic Middle School. Right side pass, Thomas. Now back up top, McGinn. Got away with a walk. He'll dump it off now down low. It's Stefani. Stefani in traffic. Now kicks it back up top, and the shot up on the way by Thomas. No good. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Falcons. Falcons will put on some pressure here on the inbound. Franken needs some help. Now he's going to baseball it down the court. Markham's open. Catches it. Kicks it across to Christensen. And now he'll back it up top and reset the offense. Nice pass up the floor that time by Franken to get it inbound. And now they try to fire it across as Christensen tried to kick it into the corner to Esbeck, and he couldn't quite go high enough to get it. And that'll be out of bounds.
Like Chad was trying to pass that to his dad.
He's open there in the corner. It's not in play, but turns things over now here to St. Albert, and they'll bring it up the floor as Tucker Colgett will send it over left side. J.D. Colgett has it now on the baseline, guarded closely by Christensen. Now the pass, and now Christensen gets in there and steals it away. Came from the backside to steal it away from Stefani. Up the floor now. Christensen out front, crosses over, guarded closely by Tucker Colgett. Chad looking for some space. Now dribbles, and we're going to have an offensive foul called here against Christensen as shuffling the feet was Tucker Colgett to stay in front of him. Second foul now against the Trojans in this half, and that's number two on Chad as well. Inbound here, and Falcons will have it up top. Tucker Colgett drives, hands it off to Thomas, slicing in the lane. Floater dances around, no good. Rebound fought for, and Markham kept it alive and then able to corral it. And now a foul as they try to pass it across to Franken. And Thomas got in there. Well, they just say it knocked it out of bounds. It went off of Thomas last, so no foul there. And Atlantic will inbound. Hit it into Esbeck. Now back to Franken, and he'll fire it back up the floor to Esbeck. Esbeck on the run. Now kicks it up. Free throw line. Harrison Hoig jumper in and out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Colgett. Tucker Colgett on the run. A pass down low to McGinn. He tries to... Well, that's J.D. That is McGinn, and he got the shot to go and gets fouled. He'll go to the line and try to make it a three-point play. He pump-faked and let the defense come up top over him. Christensen picks up the foul. That's number three on him. And Stefani's going to check out as St. Albert brings a new face into the contest. Now Stuart Hoig's going to check in here for Atlantic, along with Gunnar Bloom back in there. One free throw now here for John McGinn. And he knocks it down, so he completes the three-point play. He's got 5 points now, and it's 40-19. Trojans with the lead and the basketball. Gunnar Bloom right side. He'll dribble it back up top, trying to work against McGinn. Now he'll drive into the lane, try to get there for a wraparound shot, and there's going to be a reach-in foul called. They're going to call it against John McGinn, so he'll pick up his second. 13th foul now here against the Falcons. Ball will be inbounded underneath the basket, and Chad Christensen will be the man to key it in. Gets it into Markham. Markham will slice his way right to the basket and layup good. Nice job by Markham slicing through defenders. Up the floor quickly here. St. Albert a cross-court skip pass. Now they get it to Thomas in the middle. He had a clear path but missed the layup. And the rebound to Franken. Franken pushes it up the floor. It's tapped away and almost stolen as Tucker Colgett tried to punch it up ahead. That time to Nick Gant, and it was knocked out of bounds by Franken. And it's going to be a St. Albert basketball. Up the floor now here, Tucker Colgett. As Atlantic settles in. Right now to a little bit of a man pressure. And a three-point attempt is missed badly that time by Gant. Now the rebound tapped around and a foul is going to be called after the Trojans try to work up the floor. So John McGinn picks up his third foul. And now the inbound will come from Atlantic underneath. So I'll have to go the full court again as Bowman comes back in now here for St. Albert to replace McGinn. Quick baseball pass up the floor to Christensen. He tried to bounce it back and it was stolen away. It went right into the hands of Connor Thomas. He was trying to get it back to Stuart Hoig. And then a foul quickly whistled against Stuart Hoig as he tried to get back in there and steal it away. So the quick play up the floor turns bad that time for the Trojans. And here comes the Falcons back the other direction. 42-19, Atlantic with a comfortable lead here. 2:10 left to go, third quarter. Out front, now they'll kick it right side. They go to J.D. Colgett. Nice move, he gets baseline. Missed the shot, though, and the rebound pulled down by Franken. That's a number of bunnies tonight that the Falcons have missed. And now we're going to have a foul coming up, a little injury up the floor. As a little bit of a poke in the eye was received by Thomas. And be replaced here by Connor Moran. So Atlantic will inbound here at midcourt this time. And they'll get it in back deep to Christensen. And he'll walk it up into the front court. Christensen has it poked away. And on the sideline that time was Tucker Colgett as he tried to slap it back in. Good hustle play, but it goes out of bounds. And Atlantic will get it. Inbound, Christensen in the back court. Guarded closely. Now he'll go right side on the dribble. Slices it back up top to Gunnar Bloom, who tried the three, and the three-point counts, and a foul away from the ball as well. As I believe Christensen's going to get whistled for the foul after the shot. So Christensen picks up the foul. That's his fourth. And Lieferman's going to come into the ballgame and replace Chad Christensen. Three-pointer will count, though, there for Gunnar Bloom on that play. Inbound pass now here. Christensen got a little chippy inside there that time as they were fighting for positioning in the middle. And now the Falcons with the ball. They'll work it around. A quick pass into the corner and a long three-pointer air ball that time by Tucker Colgett. They try to save it. J.D. Colgett tried to bounce it off of an Atlantic player but missed. And then it goes out of bounds and it's going to be Atlantic ball because it didn't hit anybody. Franken gets it into Bloom. Gunnar Bloom thought about the baseball pass up the floor, but decides not to let it go. Now he'll work on the dribble up the floor, kick it in the corner. Stuart Hoig rises for a three and buries it. Stuart Hoig's played some good minutes here tonight for the Trojans, and it's 48-19. Quick shot on the other end by J.D. Colgett, missed badly. Rebound pulled down inside by the Falcons. Now they'll kick it back outside. Should have been a three-second call there that time as Bowman was camped out on the block and didn't know what to do with it. Now back out on the perimeter they have it. It's Tucker Colgett up top. Now he'll try to lob it. It's tapped and stolen. Bloom saves it into Lieferman. They were looking to lob it to Bowman, but he couldn't corral it. Lieferman will cross over up the floor. 30 seconds left to go in this third quarter. A dribble right side by Lieferman. Lost the handle. Kicks it out, though, to Stuart Hoig. He shuffles it off to Bloom. In traffic down the lane. Try to wildly throw it across to Franken, and it goes out of bounds. It went off of Franken, so it'll be a Falcon basketball. Bloom, not the guy you want dribbling and slicing to the basket all the time in traffic, and that time he was out of control. Up the floor now here, 48-19 the lead for Atlantic with 9 seconds to go in this third quarter. Tucker Colgett trying to find some open space, 6 seconds to go. Now he'll get to the top of the key. We'll launch a wild leaning shot that misses badly, and that'll be the end of the third quarter of play as Atlantic leads this one comfortably tonight, 48-19. over the St. Albert Falcons. We'll take a break. Jim Field have a call. The fourth quarter coming up for you next. Listen to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service, an advanced care provider, reminds, when planning a party or social event, please choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. This little reminder comes from Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service of Atlantic. El Rancho Grande in Atlantic, the best Mexican food in town. Come enjoy your favorite Mexican or American food with family and friends in a relaxed atmosphere. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, enjoy their drink specials. That's El Rancho Grande at 500 West 7th Street in Atlantic. Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic, offering a great selection of lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. They also offer rental equipment, including backhoes, skid loaders, excavators, and more. Visit Ultimate Lawn and Power at 1309 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in the Atlantic Middle School Gymnasium. A whole lot of ugly in that third quarter. Atlantic outscored St. Albert 11-4 in that third quarter. In the odd-numbered quarters, first and third tonight, St. Albert has all of two field goals. That explains the 48-19 scoreboard. Trojans with the basketball as we start this fourth quarter. They kick it out top. Stuart Hoyg, who's been hot from the outside. Oh, he sizzled that one inside the rim, and it popped out. He's had a nice night off the bench with 11 points here for the Trojans. Misfires on that one. The Falcons have the basketball off the rebound up the floor. Out top with it, Rindone kicks it across. Moran, left side. Bounce feed out top to Tucker to J.D. Colgett. Almost knocked away there. Now he'll try to drive the left side. Cut off, Rindone with it. The head fake, the drive into the lane. The fall away, no good. Rebounded by Bloom for the Trojans. Boy, it's been one and done offensively all night long for the Falcons. Trojans ball front court now. Markham out top. It goes Stuart Hoyg. Wide open three from the top. No good. Rebound to the baseline. And Mitch Leiferman tried to cut across and keep it alive. It's out of bounds to the Falcons. 48-19 Atlantic leading. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Up the floor now with it is Moran for the Falcons. Leaves it over to the right side. Gets it right back out top. Moran on the dribble drive. Steps back. Tries the three. And it's in and out, no good. Bloom kept the rebound alive and corrals it now for Atlantic. Leiferman will bring it up the floor now for the Trojans. Across the timeline, Bloom out top. The head fake and the bounce feed. Down low, posting. That's Franken. And we're going to have an offensive foul called on Dalton Franken. They said he ducked that shoulder to try to get himself open down low. And that'll cost the Trojans the possession. First foul on Franken tonight. McGinn back in now for the Falcons as Bowman will check out. It'll be St. Albert basketball. 48-19 Atlantic. 6.5 left to play in the basketball game. Falcons out top. Moran to the high post now. It's McGinn posting in the lane. Turns, goes to the right hand. Oh, that was nowhere close. Off the glass. No rim, though. Rebound to Bloom. Trojans to the front court, now Leiferman across the timeline. Moran, oh, picked his pocket out, center circle, drives the floor, stops, turns, floats one up, and in. Connor Moran with the pick pocket, and he finishes on the other end. It's 48-21, Trojans break pressure now, up the floor quickly, it's Bloom here to the right corner, the left corner, the three is good by Sam Markham. He's got 15 tonight. It's 51-21, a 30-point advantage, biggest of the night now for the Trojans. Quickly inside, shot up no good by McGinn. It was partially blocked. Now knocked out of bounds. It'll be Trojan basketball. Harrison Hoyg back in for Atlantic now. Tucker Culgett will check back in as well for the Falcons with 5:43 remaining. 51-21, Trojans by 30. We're getting dangerously close to that 35-point rule. The game gets over 30. It gets 35 or more points difference. Well, then they'll start a running clock. Frank into the front court now as he dribbles through traffic. Goes up the right side baseline. Kicks it out top. Leiferman open for the three ball. No good. Rebound inside taken by Connor Thomas. And he'll bring it up the floor for the Falcons. Thomas to the front court. Hesitates. Now drives the right side all the way to the rack of the right hand. Layup good. He uses those long arms by Connor Thomas to get himself free. Just 7 points on the night, though, for the Falcons' leading scorer. 51-23. Now back the other way, a foul called. The Trojans quickly get it up the floor. Harrison Hoig trying to hit the little 12-foot jumper on the baseline gets fouled, and he'll get two free throws. Foul down low, going to be whistled on Tucker Culgett. That'll be his second. And Harrison Hoig now to the line here for the Trojans. Hoig will shoot a pair. And the first one is no good. Stuck on the front of the rim. For the Falcons in the ball game, Nick Gant checks back in. As Thomas checks out, one more free throw here for Harrison Hoig, and his second one is good. Makes one of his two. 52-23 Trojans. Just over 5 minutes to go into the lane. The kick out now from the left side. A three-point ball coming. No good by Gant, and the rebound is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Trojans. It'll be St. Albert basketball in the front court. Gant will inbound. Out top it goes. Moran with it. Under 5 minutes to go here in the game. Right side, Tucker Culgett out on the arc. Into the corner, J.D. Culgett now with it. Right side. He's in the corner with it, guarded by Markham. Back out top it comes. Tucker will work it on the dribble out high. Stuart Hoig picks him up defensively. Oh, and the Trojans catch a break there as the Falcons throw the ball away. J.D. Culgett was the intended receiver. Took his eye off it momentarily to check the defense, and the ball skimmed off his fingers. He couldn't save it. 4:40 remaining. 52-23. It's all Atlantic tonight from the get-go. Mitch Leiferman in front court now for the Trojans. Dalton Franken out high. Nice head fake. Now drives. Kicks out. They get it back out on the wing. Leiferman going to take it into the lane. Scoops one up. No good under the basket. Then the rebound taken out of there by the Falcons. Up the floor, they're going to run with it. Tucker culls it right side. Down the lane. Little hesitation. A double clutch and a floater. No good. Rebound Stuart Hoig for the Trojans. Now Leiferman with it across the timeline. Leiferman picks up his dribble. Leaves it for Stuart Hoig. Back to Leiferman out top. Leiferman guarded there by Moran. Drives the left side, the right side now. The pass down low, tip knocked away. We got a foul call with 4 minutes exactly on the clock. And that's going to be whistled against John McGinn. That'll be his fourth. Trojan basketball out of bounds on the base. Oh, now we got a technical foul as J.D. Culgett will get whistled for a technical. That'll be his second personal foul. And the Trojans will get a couple of free throws here. They already had possession, so that really doesn't change anything. And Dalton Franken will step to the line to shoot the free throws. Something was said, obviously. The official was standing right in front of Culgett, getting ready to signal over toward the bench. And Culgett obviously said something from behind him because he turned around immediately and pointed to him and signaled technical. Franken makes the first free throw. 13 points now for Dalton. He had 10 in the first quarter. But they really haven't needed him much here tonight. Second free throw rattles around and goes through as well. 54-23 now. 31-point advantage here for the Trojans. Atlantic with the basketball again. Connor Thomas will check back into the lineup now as J.D. Culgett will check out for St. Albert. Markham with a basketball. He'll inbound for the Trojans. Under 4 minutes now left to play in the contest. Frank into the front court. Markham with it. Markham here left side. The lob into the paint. That was into a bunch of green jerseys and taken away. Tucker Culgett comes up with a loose ball. He'll run into the front court now for St. Albert. Crossover dribble down the lane. Left-hand scoop up. No good. Too strong. Tap up. No good by McGinn. Got the rebound again. A putback block from behind by Stuart Hoig. Harrison Hoig up with a rebound now. Ball on the floor is kept alive by Tucker Culgett on the sideline. And the Falcons will get free throws out of this as Connor Moran got the ball down the lane and got fouled. It'll be Mitch Leiferman with the foul inside, his second. And Connor Moran will get a chance to shoot free throws. And now a timeout asked for by the Trojans. This will be a full timeout. We'll take one with them. 3:30 left to go here in the fourth. 54-23 Atlantic. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. See the Rex Pharmacy staff in downtown Atlantic for information on your prescriptions and over-the-counter drug needs. Your link to good health is Rex Pharmacy, the Blue Front Store in downtown Atlantic. D&J Supply in Audubon has a great selection of tires for your autos, light trucks, and RVs, as well as ATV and garden tractor tires. Visit D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon, or give them a call at 712-563-4346. That's 712-563-4346. Satisfy your pet's needs at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry Blue pet food products for dogs and cats made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb, wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies, and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of Blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic Middle School Gymnasium. 54-23, the Trojans displaced from their regular home at the high school gym tonight. Hasn't bothered them one bit. Free throw on the way is missed as we come back out of the timeout by Connor Moran of St. Albert, and the Trojans get the rebound. 3:20 remaining. Mitch Leiferman out top gets tripped up by Connor Moran. It'll be a foul on Moran. That'll be his second. Both teams in the bonus, so Leiferman to the line to shoot. Blake Esbeck will check back into the lineup now for Atlantic. Stuart Hoig will check out. Boy, it's hard to really point at any one Trojan here tonight as a player of the game. They've all played well. Leiferman makes the front end. His first point of the night. One more try coming here for Mitch. And that is no good. Rebounded by Thomas. Up the floor quickly, breaking and missing the layup was Connor Moran. And the rebound now to Sam Markham. They tried to catch the Trojans napping. Nothing doing. Now Markham up the floor. Right side drives the hesitate. The floater up off the glass and good. Sam Markham with a nice athletic move. And it's 57-23. Biggest lead of the night here for the Trojans. Falcons out top now with it. Right side, Moran, the dribble drive. Comes to the jump stop, bounces it across the lane. It's knocked away and stolen by the Trojans. Ahead now it comes to Franken. Franken will run the floor up the right side. Pull up. The jumper is good. Dalton Franken knocks in the jumper, and that'll start the clock for good now. 59-23, the lead by Atlantic. In case you're wondering, once you get to the 35-point difference between the two teams, the clock will continue to roll until it gets back under 25, not 35, so it'll be a while here, if at all. Quick shot underneath, no good. A couple of tries here by the Falcons, the latest, a finger roll by Thomas. That comes up empty, and the Trojans with the basketball. Leiferman to the front court now. Here to the near side, Blake Esbeck. Open on the arc, the three ball, good. Knocked it down. Blake Esbeck found himself wide open and buries the J, and it's 62-23, under two now to go here in the basketball game. Falcons basketball out on the perimeter. They'll turn. Moran, bounce feet across in traffic. J.D. Culgett. He gets the basket to go and got bumped and fouled as well, and he'll get a chance to shoot free throws. That'll be Dalton Franken with the foul, his second. J.D. Culgett with the bucket. Bowman back in now for the Falcons. Christensen and Hovey check back in here for the Trojans. 62-25 now the score. And a free throw try coming here for Culgett. And it's on the way, and it is good. It dances through. So J.D. Culgett completes the three-point play. Oh, they've got a wrong score up there. 62-26 as the Trojans have the basketball now. A minute 40 left to play. So they work the ball outside again on the perimeter. Down low it goes to Hovey. He finds himself free and banks one up and in. Tyler Hovey with a bucket. And 64-26. They're way off on the scoreboard there.
I don't know what they got.
They got 30 up on the board. That's 4 points off. Falcons, thank you, however. A quick shot up, no good by Thomas. Rebound taken off the floor now by Bowman. He'll pay it off. And a quick shot up, no good that time by Rendoni. And now a rebound, long pass ahead. And Harrison Hoig finishes with the lay-in. 66-26. Trojans with a minute left to go. Up the floor now, the Falcons right side. They kick it across the lane. Out top with Bowman. He turns and kicks it back out to Thomas. Thomas steps across for the three and knocks it down. Connor Thomas hits the triple. And a quick timeout asked for once again. With 45 seconds remaining in the basketball game, the Falcons ask for time just to get a bunch of fresh faces in the game. ...66-29 is the score. As the Trojans have the ball, they'll inbound. In the backcourt now, Jared Falk with it for Atlantic as he'll work it up the floor. Ben Nelson into the ball game as well, also into the contest. Dalton Cook, and they get it down low to Falk, and he banks one in down on the block. 28 seconds left to go, 68-29. They got the scoreboard correct. Up the floor now come the Falcons. 20 seconds left to play here in the game. Out top, they stop. They lob down low into the paint. Bowman in traffic has it knocked away and stolen by Esbeck. 10 seconds remaining. Trojans up the floor. Esbeck crosses the timeline now. 5 seconds left. Folk right side. He'll elevate and fire from 15, and that's good. Jared Folk off the bench with a couple of buckets, and that'll do it. 70-29 is your final here tonight as the Trojans make quick work this evening of the St. Albert Falcons. 70-29, your final. Back with the wrap-up in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Outfitters Plus Outlet Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silk screen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Outlet Store in Atlantic. Five Star Roofing of Atlantic is your residential roofing specialist with the Roofing Buggy. Whether it's roof replacements, repairs, or inspections, contact Ken at 855-ROOFS-R-US or on the web at 855-ROOFS-R-US.com. Ask how to save up to 20% on homeowners insurance. The Super Bowl in Atlantic, enjoy the Sports Bar and Grill with open bowling during the week and glow bowling on weekends. The Super Bowl also features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at the Atlantic Middle School Gymnasium tonight. Home of a drive-by here this evening. The Trojans ran right by St. Albert and did it early and did it impressively up and down the floor. The Trojans jumped out to an early 18-4 lead at the end of the first quarter and never looked back once, as they rolled to a 70-29 win tonight over St. Albert. And I just don't know how much more impressive the Trojans could be. Probably a few little lapses here and there, as sometimes you get a little bit out of the offense and everybody wants to be creative when you get these kinds of games. But Atlantic played a very good defensive ball game tonight, more so than just the score. They really smothered St. Albert here this evening.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Just a complete game here from the Trojans tonight. They did it in all phases, played terrific defense, and that really sparked their offense, getting up the floor well in transition. A lot of guys made a lot of good shots, and everybody really contributed well here tonight.
Yeah, they did, and a lot of players got on the scoreboard tonight. In fact, the Trojans had three players in double digits here tonight, and a lot of guys had a chance to see the floor here this evening, and meaningful minutes as well. Let's take a look at the numbers for you here in the ballgame tonight. For the Trojans, Sam Markham, the leading scorer tonight. Sam finishes with 17 points here in the contest. 17 for Markham. Also, Dalton Franken with 16 points in the contest. Also, double digits tonight, Stuart Hoig. Stuart came off the bench, played very well, had his shooting touch tonight as he knocked down some important jumpers for the Trojans and played a good aggressive basketball game. He finishes with 11 here this evening. Also for the Trojans, Gunnar Bloom off the bench with 8 tonight, 6 points this evening for Blake Esbeck, also 5 for Chad Christensen, 4 points tonight for Jared Folk in the latter stages of the contest, 2 points for Tyler Hovey, and 1 for Mitch Leiferman here this evening. That's the score sheet for the Trojans. For the Falcons, it goes like this, just one player in double figures, in fact only one player even close, and that was Connor Thomas. He finished with 10 points here this evening. After that, it's 5 for John McGinn off the bench. A couple of players with 4, J.D. Culgett and Trey Bowman each with 4. And then 2 points each for Tucker Culgett, Connor Moran, and Alex Rindoni here tonight. Just not a lot of production tonight offensively for St. Albert.
Yeah, they couldn't get anything going. They weren't comfortable all night long. Couldn't get the ball inside of the paint to try to open anything up and spread out the floor a little bit there. They just had to settle for being on the perimeter and working it around and forcing up some shots and trying to force their way to the lane a few times. Just didn't work for them tonight.
Yeah, tough ball game for them as the Falcons fall to 5-7 with the loss here tonight. Really struggled scoring, as we said, those the first and third quarters. Really tough ones tonight for the Trojans, or for the Falcons. Just 4 points in the first quarter and 4 points in the third quarter, and they did it identically, too. In the first quarter, one field goal and 2 of 3 from the line for the Falcons. In the third quarter, identical. One field goal, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. It's tough to win ball games when you can go 16 full minutes in a high school basketball game and come away with 8 points.
Yeah, it's just you can't do it no matter who you're playing. And, you know, a lot of that credit, of course, goes to Atlantic, the great defense they played tonight. But, yeah, just not a lot from the field tonight for the Falcons at all.
Yeah, struggle all night long. And that's the way it ends up here tonight. Again, for the Trojans, they just they got out quickly, and they just finished things off here tonight. They were up 18-4 at the quarter, 37-15 at the half. They led 48-19 after three quarters, and they built the lead to over 40 points. And end up winning it actually by 41 as they win by the final of 70-29 here this evening. So for the Trojans, they improved to 12-2 now on the season. And I got to believe that they have to be pretty happy about the way they've started the season so far. Even those two losses, both very winnable games for the Trojans. They feel like they can win every time out, and they darn near do this year.
Yeah, they've been very competitive in every ball game they played here this year, and come out on the right side on most of them. And yeah, you got to feel really good, and especially the point of the season you're at and the way you're playing right now. I mean, you're kind of coming down the backstretch of the season here, and you're really playing your best basketball, so let's hope they can keep that up.
Absolutely, as they'll get right back to action again now tomorrow night. So the Trojans, again, 12-2 with the win here this evening. 70-29, again, your final here tonight. Atlantic a winner over St. Albert this evening. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJAM will come your way tomorrow night, as Chris and I will be in Oneida tomorrow for Rolling Hills Conference girl and boy basketball doubleheader. In fact, it's pink out night over at Cam High School, as the Cam Cougars will play host to the Adair Casey Bombers tomorrow night. 6 o'clock girls contest, and we'll follow it up with a boys game at 7:30 tomorrow night. They hope to have another great crowd over there for the Pink Out event, as they'll have a whole lot of stuff going on, from good food to lots of auction items and things, too, to help out the cause. All of the proceeds from a lot of those things will go toward the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. So if you can help them out, they'd love to see you there. That's Cam High School in Oneida tomorrow night. The Cougars hosting the Bombers of Adair Casey. Again, 6 o'clock on the girls, and 7:30 on the boys. And you can catch it all tomorrow night here on KJAN, AM 1220 and FM 101.1, and also on the web at KJAN.com. Well, that'll do it for us here tonight. Again, your final 70-29. All Trojans tonight. Atlantic takes care of St. Albert here this evening. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here tonight, and good night from the Atlantic Middle School Gymnasium.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Denison Tire and Auto Center, 506 West 4th Street in Atlantic, means performance for your car. Check out their low everyday price on tires and enjoy their old-fashioned service at Denison Tire and Auto Center in Atlantic. Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. When you buy Farm Mutual Insurance from them, you own the company. Adair County Mutual Insurance of Greenfield. ACGS, Atlantic's Dell Computer Store, is proud to be a local sports booster. They specialize in sales and service of computers and electronics for homes and businesses alike. ACGS invites you to stop in with your computer, electronic, and service needs. ACGS, your Dell Computer Store.